Soon after leaving the fundamentalist cult that molded my thinking for 17 years, I drove to the nearest big city and bought myself a cigar, a tarot deck, and a Playboy magazine. I was holy in those days, but not in a good way, and I knew that the lingering effects of Christianity threatened to soil my thinking permanently. So, to me it made sense to immerse myself in filth that was more enjoyable and more interesting, attempting to wash out one set of naughty thoughts with a set that was naughtier still. I wanted to roll in the mud of taboo, to be so stained with sin that the damned spots of faith and slave morality would be forever obscured, even to me. It worked beautifully, I must say. Finding pleasure in forbidden things was good, clean fun, and good for me, too. I still enjoy a cigar now and then, and divination and pornography are reliable standbys, but let's face it, taboo is a receding frontier, and explorers have to keep moving. Next for me was extramarital sex, which was awesome, and drugs were pretty cool, too. Gambling, drunkenness, monosodium glutamate, heavy cream in my coffee, phone sex, all very nice, and recently I've been experimenting with a depravity that will surely shock even those closest to me. I don't recycle. I just throw aluminum cans in the trash. But here's a curious thing about taboo. There are very few non-health-related taboos that are pan-cultural, and most of the practices that 21st-century Americans consider repugnant have been accepted or even encouraged in other times and places. Incest, for example, was the norm in dynastic Egypt and among Old Testament patriarchs. On the other hand, there appear to be no cultures without some taboos. Arguably, and to be arguable is enough for me, any particular taboo is largely arbitrary, but the idea of taboo is something of a cultural necessity. I suggest that a given culture is defined partially by lines drawn, by what is excluded from the set of acceptable conduct. So, taboos are something like borders, and breaking taboos is something like travel. And travel, as we all know, broadens the mind and enriches the spirit. Put another way, taboo defines the limits of normal, and normal is a nice place to visit, but you don't want to spend too much time there. On the other hand, life with no normal at all would also be unpleasant. For if everything is taboo, then, in a way, nothing is. It's contrast that adds spice, and really, it's no fun at all to dress up in latex if latex suits are for sale at Walmart. Oh, and one more thing about taboo. Taboo backwards spells, ooh, bat. I haven't figured out yet exactly what that means, but I'm sure it's extremely important. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.